One Sunday, more than a year ago, Dasha Ross lost her mind. For an entire day, her memory was totally wiped clean. She couldn't remember where she was or what she was doing. She was hospitalised and diagnosed with transient global amnesia, or TGA. You might never have heard of the condition, but it affects more than 1,000 Australians each year. It's a surprising figure. Shaken by this temporary amnesia, Dasha Ross set out to find out more about a disorder that's been termed a neurological enigma. And she's made a feature program for tonight's Health Report. Welcome, Dasha, to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
I just can't imagine waking up one day to find that you have no memory. Tell us about that day and what happened.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to tell you exactly what happened because, well, I don't remember at all. So I would have to say that I probably wasn't particularly freaked out about the fact that it occurred when it did, even though apparently I was behaving in an agitated and rather confused manner. The people who were really freaked out by it were those who were closest to me, who organised to get me to emergency ward at a hospital to find out what on earth was going on, because I couldn't remember anything. And apparently I kept repeating myself over and over again. And I also kept saying, I know there's something wrong, I just don't know what it is. So it wasn't until after the fact that I felt really pretty weirded out by this, but also weirded out by the fact that I'd never heard of it when they told me what had happened to me or what they thought had happened to me, because it was a process of elimination after a series of tests.
No, what did they initially think what was going on?
Stroke.
Well, that's the obvious, conclusion you'd come to. And how long did it take for them to come up with transient global amnesia?
Well, it was pretty fast to determine that I hadn't experienced or suffered a stroke. And it was a curious thing where it was probably 3 or 4 hours after being admitted into emergency. It was a nurse, a senior nurse in emergency, who recognised it and told my daughter, I think this is what it was that was happening to me. But it wasn't until the next morning when I first saw the doctor who was in charge, the neurologist on the ward, when my daughter asked the doctor, they said, oh, well, we don't know for sure yet. We have to do further tests. So it actually took them 3 days to arrive at that same conclusion that the nurse did.
And how long did your episode of TGA last for?
Approximately, as far as I can gather, around 12 hours in total. Where my memory was just not working, not functioning. And as I say, it's really hard for me to recall because I still have no memory of what took place.
What did you find out about what causes TGA?
Well, this is what sent me off on this mission to find out about it, because the doctors, when they discharged me, said, look, this is a neurological enigma. We don't know what causes it. We can't tell you what causes it. We do know that there are a number of triggers that we recognise that can set it off. And those they listed those out for me. And one of the triggers can be immersion in cold water or having a heavy workout in a gym. So it's exertion. It's stress in one form or another. But the thing that I found really curious was one of the listed triggers was sex or orgasm. So that's what set me off on a real mission to find out what had happened and why.
And what was it that triggered it for you? Do you know?
Sex.
It is dangerous for you.
Sex. Who knew? Who knew that sex could be dangerous? But it's dangerous for your mind, potentially.
And so, just reading it up a little bit before this interview, I was gobsmacked at the range of people who you've spoken to or you're aware of who have actually had TGA. It was just quite a list. Can you take us through who the well-known people who you've come across?
Well, I was absolutely fascinated because I was just absolutely galvanised and set off on this mission. I didn't know where I was going with this information, but first of all, I discovered that Dr. Michael Mosley, the well-known medical journalist, the British medical journalist, he'd had a TGA going swimming off the coast of Cornwall. And I thought, wow, Really? So I contacted him and said yes, he'd be delighted to talk about it. Helen Garner had experienced a TGA some years ago. Dr. Fiona Stanley, the former Australian of the Year, she had experienced a TGA. And then I was absolutely gobsmacked to find on YouTube, because I was just trawling around as you do, and I found a clip of the host of the American reality TV show Survivor called Jeff Probst. And he was talking about having lost his mind on an interview show, a talk show. And so when I came across all of these people and started to think about it, I thought, wow, this is extraordinary. And the other thing I found was, and this was actually extremely useful as a resource, is a Facebook page called Transient Global Amnesia. And that's now got 1,900 members worldwide. And that was fantastic, because there were all of these people describing what had happened to them, how it had happened, and a lot of them comparing the sort of post TGA effects, if you like, because for many people, yes, your memory comes back, all good, and you're sort of pretty much back to normal, kind of. But a lot of people talked about continuing anxieties or short-term memory losses that they had, and it's, I think, an incredible resource for people to find out, A, they're not alone, because that's what I felt. I thought, wow, I must be really weird. To find that you're not alone, there's lots of other people out there who've experienced the same thing, was very reassuring.
And Dasha, did you get to the bottom of whether more people are likely, certain people are more likely to get it?
Well, what we do know is that it's an age bracket factor. I mean, it doesn't happen to people who are younger than 50. The bracket is between 50 to 80, and the actual mean age is around 62, 65. So people of that age, it's more, slightly more weighted to women, but not really. It's pretty equal and even in terms of men and women. And there isn't much more, there isn't anything to say that there's a predisposition. There is possibly a link that they have been investigating between migraine and TGA, but it's certainly not a precursor or an indicator that you're more likely to experience dementia or stroke or any other neurological condition. So it's just kind of hung out there as this neurological enigma.
That's fascinating, and I'm pleased that you're able to illuminate it a little bit more for us. I guess raising awareness certainly helps, particularly for those who've experienced it and their families. Thank you for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you so much.
That's broadcaster Dasha Ross, and her piece is on the Health Report tonight at 5:30. You can also find it on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.